No, I guess the drift space is dead, huh? No more, no more drift space for us, right?
Mon capitaine is back.
This is Kevin Conroy, and you're listening to the Drift Space.
Initiating neural magic in 3, 2, 1.
We're back.
We're back like a bad skin tag.
Back.
Like Slim Shady, guess who's back? Back again. JR's back. Tell your friends. Tell your mom I said hi while you're at it.
You know, we kept trying to get back to this for so long. I've kind of wondered if the space away from it has made us better or worse.
What are you talking about?
That's funny.
Worse is the answer to that question. I am G.
I am JR.
I am Rebecca, and I have no notes for this, so this is going to be extra hard for me.
Since Rebecca pitched that, let's get into why we are really here. So we thought for phase 3, we would do things a little differently, seeing as how we've been gone for so long, and we kind of just want to get back into it, because we've always been looking for reasons to record. But kind of at the same time being hindered by recording, I guess.
Well, we don't want to, you know, there's definitely some changes coming up with this season of the Drift Space. The first major change is we are down a person.
And then there were three.
You know, we're down a person. You know, Dave was the one who suggested us doing a podcast together when the lockdown happened in 2020. And honestly, it was a great idea when he pitched it for us all to do this, because we were, again, locked down. We didn't have a lot going on. Jobs kind of stalled in a lot of places. And we needed, a way to stay connected. Now, we're almost drowning in too much work. I feel like it's the opposite of 2020. We're
it's on an overflow.
And that's part of the reason why we all stopped, and it's definitely the reason why Dave stopped. And Dave, you know, for his mental health and well-being, basically decided to say, I'm not in a place to podcast anymore. I don't enjoy it like I used to, and it's kind of made him not enjoy watching films and TV shows anymore, because he felt almost obligated to do
like,
it.
Like, you know, every time you sit down to actually enjoy a movie, it's like, oh, we got to talk about it now, so I got to do my research into it. It kind of takes away from the movie-going experience.
And it also takes away from enjoying podcasting as well. I think there's a point to where we can kind of over prepare for these episodes a little bit. And I kind of want to take a page from our friends at Monsters versus Men. They famously like to say that they're the podcast that doesn't do any research, right?
Which is bull, because I've never done any research. This is all from off the top of my head.
For better or for worse, right?
Right. I mean, I was just implanted this knowledge because I'm just right.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, there is a point where I feel like that. We have pizza in the oven.
Oh, pizza!
I forgot about that. We have. Should we say what kind of pizza we have in the
oven? Oh, may I please?
Yeah, go for it.
So, while GJ goes to grab said pizza.
Yeah, no, we got a minute. I'll listen.
No, grab the pizza now.
It's not done.
I'm hungry.
All right, I'm grabbing the pizza.
Okay, so
I got white cheddar popcorn, so yeah, here we go.
And there we go, Rebecca interrupting me again. Things do not change around here. So while I was going through Walmart, I was doing a little grocery shopping. I was like, hey, just for the kicks and giggles, let me go look through the pizza aisle because I've seen this advertised once or twice. And I have found the Surf Boy pizza from season 4 of Stranger Things. And GJ and I are getting ready to bite into the, what's it called? The mega meat?
It's called, hold on. Oh, it's got the glasses.
Oh, really?
You can pop out the glasses. Hold on. Hey, look at this.
Photo op.
Yeah, no.
We'll be posting that later tonight. What is it? Meaty meat?
This is I don't really know. This is the multi-meat pizza.
We have the multi-meat pizza that we're about to,
Where is this from?
Stranger Things season 4, the pizza company.
Yeah?
Yeah. I found the pizza at Walmart.
Really?
It's like it's like official Stranger Things branded pizza. I got the jalapeno and pineapple waiting for me at my apartment. Yeah, I cannot wait to dig it.
No, it's the pineapple parts of ew.
Well, you know what? I love pineapple on pizza.
I just don't see it. I
am now sitting with my what is it called again? What's the pizza brand called?
Pizza, Surf Boy Pizza.
Surf Boy Pizza. My hey, we're not here for your tasty pies, man. You know, this is good.
My dude.
I guess it does smell good.
It does smell good. I mean, I'm going to be eating this while we podcast, I don't have any shame.
Apologies are not.
I'm not apologizing for eating this. Are you kidding me?
I'm going to be enjoying my liquid death while
the drink you drink to look cool.
Yes.
If you can't drink beer,
I carry around a bottle that looks like beer, but it's water. Yeah, that's me.
I mean, they can make it up. All they want is still water.
What were we talking about? Dave. Dave has left us.
Oh, yeah.
And he's not, he's just not in a place. He's not in the middle place to kind of do podcasting and enjoy it right now. And he wants to get to a place where he can enjoy watching movies again.
Unlike us, pizza. Who are sadists.
Right. And so, we're also going to kind of take some cues from that, maybe do a little less research, a little more kind of on the fly thoughts on films and stuff like that. I mean, if we want to do research for like movies we're passionate about and stuff like that, I think we should.
Oh yeah.
You know, I know, Rebecca, you did some stuff for our next episode actually.
Oh yes.
Yeah. See, that's something you're passionate about, of course. Right.
I mean, I wouldn't even say it's research. I would just say that's Rebecca being Rebecca.
I mean, that passion is a understatement to this turn subject, but yes.
We're getting ahead of ourselves. We're getting ahead of ourselves. So yeah, we're back. Things are going to be a little bit looser. We're down one person for now.
Mm-hmm.
For now. Hopefully he comes back. And
well, at least drops in every now and then.
Right.
Not really a guest star, more like a reoccurring host.
Or we could just gather the Dragon Balls and wish him back. I don't know.
So he's not dead. I just want to make sure.
Perfectly clear. Dave is not dead.
Well, I'm going to eat pizza here. Wait.
Mm. Oh, that was a satisfying crunch.
Uh-huh.
How is it?
Crunchy. It's like a, hold on. It's like a mix between like thin crust and like, you know, thicker stuff.
Hmm.
A mix between thin crust and thick crust.
Well, right, yeah. It was like think thin crust from like a California Pizza Kitchen, and think like, you know, Papa John's. Now combine the two.
Okay, so but how's the actual pizza?
Normally, it all goes in your mouth, JR.
Holy God, that's hot!
Oh, by the way, it's hot.
I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, So, where we go from here, why was it so important that Dave take some time off from this, even though we've taken time off, and where have we been in the meantime? And that...
That's a tale as old as time.
Yeah, that's...
Not really. I guess it all started with me.
Yeah, probably.
It started with me, so I guess I'll go first.
Yeah.
I don't remember when exactly this happened, but...
It had to be kind of towards the end of last year, yeah, if I recall. Probably. Yeah.
So one day I went into work, and I was all ready to work. I was going out to my office, and I just fell over in pain, like pure pain. I was like, guys, I have to go home. I don't feel well. And I tried to sit that out for like 2 or 3 days. And eventually I was like, you know what? I need to go to the ER. And then when I was there, they're like, hey, you've got this, this, and this. And they all combined into like the perfect death ball and are residing in your stomach. I'm just like, oh, that's good. That's good. So I guess I spent like a week. No, not a week. Maybe half a week in a hospital trying to recover this. Yeah, it was.
I'd say longer than that.
I don't know.
Anyway, it was a while.
It was a while. So basically, I have been absent all this time for a few months for my health, trying to get my health back up to par and trying to fix some things that, I mean, you all know loosely my situation with the cancer. Well, it turns out like all this stuff has been combining and sitting in my, it's basically just been festering in my body for like the past 20 years. And they're like, oh, by the way, medical science wasn't the greatest back then. So all the problems you're having now are due to your cancer. So yay, cancer still, but not really cancer.
Well, it's not cancer.
It's not cancer.
It's your...
It's the chemotherapy that...
Yeah, it's the chemotherapy that really messed up my system. So I've got stuff wrong with like my pituitary glands.
That's
my,
it, yeah.
Like it's giving off an extra... it's also, it's denying a hormone, and it's also giving me an extra hormone. And all that's combining with my bloodstream, which is why everybody thinks I'm diabetic and blah 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 blah. Long story short, I've been away from my health, just trying to be like, okay, how do we fix up this problem, how do we fix this problem? But you know, making it day by day back here in good old,
don't say where, back here in the void.
Yes, back in the void.
You know, if they Google middle of nowhere, they can look us right up. We're fairly popular if you just Google that.
Yeah.
I don't know, JJ.
Google black hole, it should do it.
You know that town in Ghostbusters, the third one?
No, there's too much in that town. Way too much in that town. God almighty.
I don't know, JJ. When we drove down to Florida with Dave, that one town seemed a bit...
Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah, so we did take the four of us did take a vacation recently to Florida. We rent a little condo by the beach. Just kind of, you know, took a week to not work, to focus on ourselves a little bit. And on the way there, we went through this town that was certainly lost in 1920. Like, I don't think, like, waiting on dial-up. They're just waiting on, like, you know, the rotary phones to, like, go out of style at this point. They are very, very behind.
So this just came out of the Dust Bowl.
I'm
not even sure that women were allowed to vote in that town.
They're still waiting on the Great Depression, honestly. They would be happy if the Great Depression would start just so we can get to the end. They're sitting there out going, man, I really wish we could, you know, be living in a shoebox on the side of the street after we got kicked out so we can just know the end is coming.
Waiting for the end to come.
You know, at that point, they're just going to start waiting on being drafted. Woohoo! Pearl Harbor! You know, it's...
God!
No, that was... I looked at the buildings in that area. I'm like, Dave, where are we? And why am I terrified? It was absolutely a Twilight Zone episode, you know, where they, like, drive into that town that, like, you know, through the fog. Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
So the Mist.
What?
The mist.
No, the mist still had civilization. Even the monsters in the mist were technologically more. Yeah. So anyway, I don't think we went through that town on the way back, which makes me wonder if it actually existed. But it was
Silent Hill.
What?
It's Silent Hill.
The Silent Hill take place in a town. I always thought took place in hills.
Wow.
I mean.
I know more about a horror franchise than you. That's
shocking. I've never seen the Silent Hill.
They're video games.
They're movies too.
There's one movie.
There's more than one movie.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. I've just seen the one.
Oh my gosh. That was a fun detour. Kind of like the one we took, right? Yeah. No.
Which, by the way, why were we there? Why wasn't Dave on the highway?
On the interstate? The GPS told us not to go that way.
Yeah, no, GPS told me to do the same thing.
Yeah.
I didn't drive the highway or interstates all the way down. I took back roads.
You always listen to Waze.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I have ignored Waze at times. And I'm like, you know, oh no, I've gone this way the whole, like, you know, last 5 weeks or so. There's never any possibility that there's going to be traffic there. Mm-hmm. And then I turned left and I hit that, like, light. And I look at the light and I look just a little bit ahead of the light and all these, like, cars in front of me. And there's a car wreck and there's ambulance lights and, like, blue lights everywhere. I'm thinking, God, and it's just all worth, it's all just like, it messes up your day, and you just sit there looking at your phone with this, like, little frowny face, really sad, and you do that little, like, lip thing, you know, lip quiver, and you think to yourself, why didn't I listen to you? Why didn't I listen
I really
to
wish you all could see his face right now. It's quite pathetic.
I don't
like
to.
Leo. I look like Leo when I put the bonnet on his head actually, to leave.
Actually, the first thing I thought of was from DBZ Abridged, Dog Biscuit!
I just hate that look.
Mean?
I hate that look when Leo, my dog, I have to, like, he has these bad skin allergies in August and September, so, you know, now. And so I have to put the bonnet on his head, you know, the cone of silence, cone of shame.
Cone of shame.
I call it a bonnet. And so I leave him there looking like, you know, the Pixar lamp. But if you look deep enough into the lamp, he's just giving you this look like, why do you hate me?
Father, where are you going?
Poor baby.
He'll pull through. He always does. Of course, when I come back, you know, he's like more happy than ever because he's like, yes, get this thing off me! Woo! Rebecca, how, you know, JR and I have been through the thick of things lately. How have you been during the hiatus? Because I don't think we, you know, you didn't have anything too detrimental go on, like JR, myself, or Dave, but, like, how have you been holding up during the lack of podcasting? She's like, my life's better.
Well, in a way, yeah. I was able to get a lot of stuff done.
Well, thanks for rubbing that in my wild face.
But
and
now,
this has been the Drift Space. We'll be ending now. This is the last episode you'll hear.
Truth be told, I was dealing with a few personal mental health issues myself. Well, without going into specific detail, I'm trying not to go into specific detail. I guess I was kind of a victim of narcissistic abuse online or something. And it was during lockdown. I don't know. I met this woman who draws beautifully on DeviantArt, and that's the number one red flag there. She's from DeviantArt.
okay. So,
and she told me all these cool, these wonderful, out-of-worldly, too-good-to-be-true things about Israel, Judaism, and everything spiritual and faithful-like. And eventually I end up meeting her and her husband online, and throughout pretty much lockdown and till August 2021, they talked with me, like, pretty much nonstop, and I don't know what prompted me to listen to these wackos. I just thought, okay, maybe this is I don't know. They mentioned, how they're descendants of the prophet Isaiah, or they're part of a secret society or something. I don't know. It just, and I, for whatever reason, they put it into words that made it sound so convincing, and I ate it up like Wilbur on his cheat day. I don't know.
Hold on. I know this is a serious conversation. What? Who?
I'm lost on the reference myself.
Wilbur from Charlotte's Web.
Wilbur on his cheat day?
I don't know.
Wilbur on his cheat day. Listen, you're talking about narcissistic abuse from some triad of you know, druids or something like that, and I hear Wilbur from Charlotte's Web on a cheat day. Dude didn't have a cheat day.
Dude was quite literally a pig.
Dude was living ham. All right, we don't.
if he had a cheat day, if he had a cheat day, if he watched his figure. That's how I felt when I ate up all that bullshit.
That's some pig.
I get it.
Yeah, there you go. There it is. It. Yep.
Yeah. I caught that reference.
Okay, so these asshats had been
just
manipulating you.
Manipulating me, isolating me from my family and things that I love to do, and making me feel guilty of the things that I love to do, and worst of all, they made me feel guilty about my faith. Means a lot to me. That my faith got me through the hardest things in my life. And the way they talked about it, it was, like they're just uprooting a piece of myself away from me. And what finally got me away from them was, was last year in August, I finally bought an artist table for Ranger Stop and Pop Gone in 2021. And I told them this, and I thought maybe this is great news. Maybe they'll think it's great and everything, but no, they, they guilt tripped me and gaslighted me and just saying there's more important things in life than our selfish desires or dreams. And everything. And I finally just lay it down. I finally, in all caps, something inside me just broke. And I typed in all caps saying, "Leave me alone. I don't want anything to do with you," or something of that. And I stopped. And that's the last time I talked with them. So later, I found out everything they said to me was authentic. Authentically BS. I found out this one of the ex-girlfriends of this guy that I was talking to, she went through the same thing, only for 4 years, and I'm like, oh my god, you poor thing.
4 years? And she got strung along with this guy for 4 years?
God. Yeah, and it turns out the name that he given me wasn't his real name. It turns out he was an adopted kid by a well-known university professor. And so,
smart guy.
Yeah. And he's been toxic ever since. And so he and his wife are from DeviantArt, and they're nothing but fakes. And I'm not going to name them names because I don't like to attack people, even if they do deserve it. And all because of that, I think finally sometime during last January or February, I was starting to feel, I was feeling like self-guilt and shame over myself, thinking, oh God, what have I done? I'm such an idiot. And eventually my anxiety got worse and my depression got a little worse, mostly my anxiety. So I needed time to, put myself back together, I guess. But none of this was as bad as what JR went through or what you went through. I mean, this is just like a, I don't want to say I don't want to say Wilbur again.
Say Wilbur again. Please say Wilbur again.
That's actually going to be the title of this episode. Wilbur on his cheat day. No.
Please.
I just got a new tattoo idea. Wilbur with
Wilbur like, on his
pizza boxes all around.
It can be our new like kind of trigger saying for motivation, you know, like people put like these like tattoo these sayings, these quotes on their arms, and they look at it for inspiration, and just look at your arm when you have a bad day, be like Wilbur on his cheat day.
Okay, now I feel personally attacked.
The Drift Space on his Phase cheat 3 day. Wilbur on his cheat day.
God. To be fair, Rebecca, I mean, oh my God. Yeah, you went through your own type of trial, and in a way, I mean, it's just as impactful as what I've been through. I mean, and even so more, I would say even so more mentally challenging.
I don't know, man. I don't think I could have survived what you went through, JR.
Well, let's be honest, nobody can survive what I've gone through, but to have one's faith broken so much, I mean, that's pretty deep. I wouldn't say that your suffering is lesser than mine. I would say, I mean, having one's faith shaken like that is very, very impactful on one's self.
Yeah. I felt like my foundation was uprooted and just mangled and contorted and twisted, but I am slowly, I'm a lot better than I was several months ago. So
that's good.
So, yeah. I've also gotten fat, so.
Like Wilbur on his cheat day.
So, you're not taking cheat days. Is that?
No, she is.
Oh, she's doing is taking cheat days. Is that exactly right?
It's a cheat month.
It's a cheat year, maybe? Year.
We're going to skip over this year.
It's not like I'm eating a lot, as I'm just not moving enough.
I've earned this off. I think I'll take the year off. I've been working on a lot lately, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Walking up those steps are hard, man. I do one sit up a day.
Uh-huh. Here we go.
I get up in the morning, that's how.
And then I go to bed at night. Yeah, there it is. There it is. Yeah. Thank you, JR.
I worked hard to get this spot.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hey, you're the one who called me voluptuous.
Voluptuous.
Yeah.
Voluptuous, yeah. Hey, there's another pizza slice up there for you if you need it. There's actually two. You want to get me one too? I'll start my trauma and you get some pizza. How about that?
Thanks, man. I'm working on my diabetes.
I'm working on my cheat day.
Cheat month.
Cheat month. Oh, man. I'm sorry that happened.
Well,
man.
You know, I mean, I feel like I could have accomplished a lot more things during lockdown while I was in my house, but at the same time I probably would have been a lot worse off. So,
well, and it also occurs to me during lockdown we were all so we didn't know what this thing was, right? What we were being locked down from just yet. There were so many questions, we didn't know how to handle it correctly, etc., etc. You know, it turns out now you only need to be in quarantine for 5 days or something if you catch it. We didn't know any of this information. Everyone just panicked. It was, you know, staying indoors and staying involved in whatever we could was important for the time. And you found a connection with some people you met online, which, okay, maybe you should have been a little more on your guard, but they took advantage of that. And that's that. That's all she wrote.
I will admit, I do see a therapist and not a psychiatrist, but a psychiatric nurse to prescribe me medicine. And so far, I'm doing a lot better. There's a few bumps and every now and then, but so does life. Life has bumps and roads. Don't forget roads and potholes. Yeah.
Are you eating chips?
I'm eating popcorn.
Oh, you're eating popcorn.
White cheddar popcorn.
My cheddar popcorn.
You know, her cheat snack.
Oh, her cheat snack. Yeah, that's...
Technically, this is smart food white cheddar, gluten-free, no artificial colors or flavors, or no artificial preservatives, and 70 calories per cup. So, yes, it is healthy.
you can buy for $3.99 at Kroger.
Rebecca.
By the way, the Drift Space has also got sponsors this season, so.
Liquid Death, call me. Let's do business. So what's your sob story?
I'm eating pizza.
That should be a happy occasion.
Aggressively mediocre pizza is what I'm eating. My sob story.
Aggressively mediocre pizza. I want that as a tattoo.
Yeah, that's your trigger inspiration quote right there. Gosh, I'm having a bad day. Aggressively mediocre pizza. Oh, there we go.
Coach, I'm going to need a minute.
You know, it's interesting that Rebecca tackles like the mental health side and you tackle the more physical health side, when really they're both just medical issues, right? I think that's something that I've learned in the last 118 days.
And counting.
Longer, actually. Mental health is something I've always considered important, but never important enough for me, I guess. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no.
And I sit here saying this completely humbled by an experience where we are, what? Are you hearing voices outside?
I am.
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of voices outside too. This episode's probably, if you're hearing voices outside, they're in our heads. But I'm
just making sure that we're actually.
I'm completely humbled by my experiences last half year, I guess. I don't want to go into as much detail as Rebecca did, but with my issues, but I will say that I have learned a whole lot about the human brain and how the chemicals in our brain and our pituitary glands affect how we feel and how that needs to be regulated in order to feel more like ourselves. But even when those chemicals are being worked on, even when we are trying to do what we can for the biology in our body so we can feel better, you still need to work on the emotional, psychiatric aspect of it all. Rebecca said she saw a therapist. I see two. and a doctor. I see two therapists and a medical doctor right now for various issues that I'm battling. And Rebecca, I'm glad you feel that you have improved. I people tell me I have improved over the last several months. I have a hard time being able to tell whether or not there is improvement.
I understand, and believe me, I've been there, and I guess I'm kind of there right now. But I was in a very darker place than I was this year, and I understand that you may not like feel like you're getting better, but with each day passing, when you get out of bed and then go back to bed at night and get up, you're making progress. It's one day at a time.
Yeah, and that's what everyone tells me. That's been kind of the textbook quote there, I guess. But it's difficult, and it's easy to fall off too. Easy to fall off grounding exercises, and to tell yourself to validate yourself instead of look for other people to do that for you. It's and sometimes the darkness seems very inviting.
Yeah,
it's easy to sit there. It's easy to sit in your little sad corner sometimes, and the brain's defense mechanisms are incredibly complex. There's so much about the brain we've yet to map out, but you know, sometimes the darkness seems like the light because the defense mechanisms go a little bit too far to convince you of what to do next, and that can be scary and that can be unhealthy.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to find a place without some people in my life now who were very important, who continue to be very important to me, and they're not there anymore. There's a gap missing that did things for me emotionally that I couldn't do for myself, but should have. And now I'm having to learn how to do those things for myself. That's difficult. And I don't know where this ends. It could end poorly. It could end very poorly. Could end well. But the point is that I'm trying, even if it doesn't always feel like it's working, I'm trying. And one of the things I'm doing to kind of focus on myself is this podcast. That's one of the reasons why we are bringing the Drift Space back for season 3, is because I do need to spend a little bit of time doing things I enjoy. And I think that's, and correct me if I'm wrong, you two, I think that goes for you guys as well.
I think a wise man told you you need to do stuff that makes you happy.
Right, right.
That you feel comfortable doing and feel like you can come back to a safe space.
Well, just have fun again, right?
Well, I mean, if if you didn't feel comfortable and safe in this environment, in this podcast that we've built, in our listeners, you wouldn't be, you know, talking about it. So I think that bringing back the Drift Space is not only important for you, I think it's important for me and Rebecca and even Dave when he wants to come back on.
Right.
Dave is a founder of the podcast. He's always welcomed.
Yeah.
So I think this is, for a lack of a better word, this is more than a podcast to us. This is our safe space to come together to.
This is our AA meeting.
Just.
Well, no,
hold on. That's going a little too far.
Sorry.
There's no. By the way, I'm not an alcoholic. But the point is,
I am.
Yeah, JR is.
The point is that there needs to be an escape to enjoy things again. And I think
it's for me especially,
I've been burying myself in work, which has not helped. You know, one of my great escapes from my more emotional problems. Sorry, there's some eating pizza. One of the emotional issues is that I will bury myself in work and then I won't face them. Now, yeah. At some point, I can't even do the Drift Space to like feel better. So at some point, I'm going to have to sit down and kind of have a conversation with myself, like a schizophrenic nightmare, and, you know, write and do things that kind of like compartmentalize and sort out the problems I'm facing. And I'll be honest, some of these problems aren't going to go away.
Well, everybody's got their own demons.
Yeah, they're not going to go away. But the Drift Space is, the Drift Space was never for the listeners. I'm going to be really honest. It was never for the listeners. It was for us, which is one reason why we never really announced that we were going on hiatus. You know,
it just kind of happened.
It just kind of happened. And, you know, did we leave people hanging who listened to us? Yeah, we did. Sorry. But
it wasn't intentional.
I have no, I don't do this because I think people like listening to me. I do this for myself and for my enjoyment with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Which is weird that the 3/4 of us started this because we just wanted to talk. You know, we just wanted to sit down and talk about movies. And I think that's where it kind of escalated into doing research about the movies and blah, 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 and breaking down the nuts and bolts of it. And
at some point, it did become work.
It did. Yeah, it did become work.
Yeah.
But at its core, it was just about 4 friends just hanging out, talking about movies.
Mm-hmm.
And what's even more amazing is that we've actually found an audience that likes listening to us just make fun of each other and terrible movies and good movies. And you know, that's something.
Did we? Did we find anyone?
But that's something we want to expand on too. Is we've figured, you know, let's go broad. Let's cover more topics other than movies. Maybe we talk about video games or graphic novels or our favorite bands for a little while. Because I think at its core, we wanted to talk about broad stuff. It just got, I don't want to say pigeonholed, but it got narrowed down into we're a movie podcast. Let's talk about movies.
Right. That's true. We did just kind of focus on movies. And I think, you know, we want to...
I can't use that.
Nope.
This is a G-rated podcast, mister.
But the point is that we want to do stuff like comic books now, or mm-hmm. some music that we've been into, and maybe have episodes more like this.
Yeah.
Kind of welfare checks, as Dave would call, right?
Dave.
That's where we are. It's going to be the three of us. We're going to be a little looser with things. Sometimes JR and I just might watch a movie one night after work and be like, hey, you want a podcast?
Yeah.
Just right after the fact.
That's all
with
we have.
No preparation.
That's all we have here for enjoyment, really, is just like after work, we're like, you want to watch a movie? I'm like, that's what
this is me eating pizza. Can you hear me eating pizza? It's got that crunch to it. It really does.
I hear more of your lips smacking. Yeah.
Take it easy,
yeah,
Wilbur.
Edit this one out.
Hey, JR, when you're editing this, we hate GJ for doing stuff like that.
Yeah, this is going to be one of those ASMR kind of like podcasts now.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, between you, me, and Rebecca all eating while trying to podcast, I'm going to be so pissed off.
You're just going to be hungry while you edit.
No, I'm going to be like, why did I let you guys eat?
I want to eat gluten-free popcorn is what I want. Is your thing.
No.
As Rebecca chews on.
My favorite goes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
My favorite was Rebecca goes, hey, this is healthy. It's fine in cups. Rebecca, you have to eat the cup, not the whole bag.
What?
I don't know. But anyway, so we're back. Some things that we're not going to do as well, we're going to cut out the poorly pitched, because we feel that kind of it keeps us pigeonholed into like what the next episode has to be. And we have more freedom if we just kind of do away with that.
And that's not to say we may not do a poorly pitched at some point, just for kicks and giggles. But we won't like be doing them every episode.
Yeah, right. Now, things that will stick around, we'll continue doing Fanboy 50, because since the power trip ripped us off.
Trademark Fanboy 50, actually.
Since the power trip has ripped us off there. We got to make sure that this was our idea to, you know, time thoughts within 50, a certain amount.
You know, ever since we came on
a certain set time,
it seems like ever since we came on the scene, more podcasts have been doing this. Mainly ones that Nathan has been involved in.
That's weird.
Huh.
Who's Nathan? We've never met him before.
No.
So we'll be back with that. And we're looking forward to podcasting again. We're looking forward to having a little more fun with it this time around. And we hope you kind of understand why we were gone. We needed to be gone for a bit. We needed this episode, I guess, to help compartmentalize our absence a little bit. I think this was good to sort of...
Yeah, I don't need to explain myself to anybody. But since I am a member on this podcast, I thought I should probably give a reason... Why I was, you can't tell me what to do.
That was beautiful, JR. That was a well constructed sentence.
What was that? A sentence?
I said,
oh God, super sad.
I just think of don't ever tell me what I can't do, John Locke from Lost.
So, I am bald, like
yeah,
John
but you're not
Locke,
in a wheelchair.
So,
well, neither was he at some point. Oops, spoiler alert.
The
when
show
was the last
is
released?
20 years old.
20 years late, spoiler alert.
Man.
All right. Let's get into some fanboy. Let's sign off with some fanboy 50s. How about that? Let's do some fanboy 50s. I'm ready for some fanboy 50s.
No, it's a fanboy 50.
Let's do some fanboy. Let's do some 50 fanboy. Let's do some fickle, fickle, fever.
I'm ready for my cheat day, Wilbur.
I gotta draw that.
All right, who's going first? It's been a while.
Yeah, well, you know, because like I said, Nathan has been doing this. I've actually gotten pretty good at Fanboy 50s.
You've done it more recently because of
done
the power
it
trip.
More recently. Yeah. I was on the power trip.
I mean, okay. I do all have right. a Fanboy 50, but it's for the next episode.
It's almost like Rebecca wasn't prepared for once.
Oh!
TJ, this is the our moment. Let's steal back the podcast.
I'm giving it all she's got, Captain.
That was not a Scottish accent, by the way.
I thought you were actually going to be more...
That was not Scottish.
I thought you were actually going
to
be
what more... What was it supposed to be? I'm giving it all she's got, Captain.
I actually thought Rebecca was going to be more nerdy with that and be like, excuse me, Scotty actually never said that in this theory series.
Did in the movie, though.
He did in the movie. Nope.
Yeah. Okay, are we... I'll go first.
You go first.
All right, here we go.
All right. One, two, false start.
Hey, okay, you didn't even say ready, set. You said one, two, false start.
I can do what I want.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's terrible. Oh, as a coach, I cringe.
Go! All right.
My fanboy 50 is going to be a rant. How on earth could you still want to sell that pig to the slaughterhouse when the first web said some pig over it and then you made money over it? This is bothering me right now. That pig should have been a prize pig, like, from the get-go. There was a freaking spider web that said some pig. Now, there are two things here that they overlooked. First of all, they overlooked that he's some pig. You shouldn't send him to the slaughterhouse. Second of all, I would be looking for that freaking spider and think, okay, the spider, A, understands English, and B, knows something about this pig that we don't know. We need to find the spider and see what other, you know, voodoo it has in its webbing for us to be a part of. Wow, you know what? That happened right when my fanboy 50 ended. Right. That was
that's crazy. You failed to mention that Wilbur was doing backflips when it said some pig.
See, it's been forever since I've seen the movie. I'm just thinking to myself, okay, they had the spider web up. Okay, this is going to be like a fanboy like 120 now. But they had the spider web up. They made money off of it, didn't they?
I don't remember. The only one I remember is actually the animated one.
That's what I'm talking. I've never seen the live action one. Neither. But then they make money because people came to see the pig.
I don't know if they actually made money off
Why
of it.
Why wouldn't they?
They should.
I'm headcanons. They made money off of it.
They should.
They shouldn't have still thought, yeah, this pig's going to be, you know, great bacon once we cook him.
Sell tickets to the event.
Granted, he probably would have been great bacon, but I don't think...
It's some bacon.
Well, most of the town were a bunch of farmers, honky-tonks, inbred. I mean, you can't really blame them.
Hey, that's assuming that they're inbred, okay?
It's a horrible thing to call where we live right now.
Am I wrong?
No.
Okay.
Glad you said it, not me.
All right. Fanboy 50, on your mark. Get set. False start.
Who's going?
It's you.
Is it me?
Yeah, it's you. Are you Mark? Set, go.
Okay, so I got my new tattoo. If any of you guys have seen it, it's they called it a Dino Battery, and it's from Dino Charge. No, I'm saying this one is specifically from Kyuriger, and it's the Beast Battery from Kyuriger. Absolutely love it. It's beautiful. The other things I've been doing recently is playing Stray. That's a cute game. And then I've been watching the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles show.
90s?
Yeah. Well, like the one that had the movie with Patrick Stewart as supposed to be the original ending. Do you remember that?
I heard about that.
No.
It was the animated movie. I know it's time, but it was the animated movie. Patrick Stewart was in it.
Okay. Yeah, time.
That was supposed to be the ending of that series.
I thought it was supposed to be the ending of the movies, the live action movies.
No, because the live action movies never got that in detail, did they? I don't think they did.
Well, okay, Shredder was gone by the second movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And in the CG animated movie, it had like the thing they used to travel back in time from the third movie, yeah, sitting on a desk there. So okay,
to go back and rewatch.
Yeah, I always thought it was a sequel to the live action ones.
See, I always thought it was a sequel to the actual animated show.
Well, see, I'm right.
But my name is JR. I'm just right.
Rebecca.
Yes.
On your mark, get set. Go.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about something terrible happening to me. Nothing lethal or anything, but a few weeks ago, my stylus stopped working. If you don't know what a stylus is, it's a pen that you use to draw on your tablets. I mean, I was in the middle of a beautiful piece. It was a Dragon Ball Super piece. I mean, you know, and all of a sudden, my pen just stopped working, and I was panicking. I was freaking out. I finally caved in and bought a new one from the tablets company. Didn't get it for about a week, and I was getting really, really, really annoyed, and I bought another one on Amazon. I got them both. I received both of them on the same day. The one from Amazon worked better than the one from the company. So, lesson learned.
Time. you started that with, like, something bad happened to me, and I kind of, like, braced myself. Wait, what? What happened? Why didn't I know about this? But it is something I knew.
She said, Dragon Ball Super. I go, $10, it's Piccolo. And she goes, I have to draw you.
Pretty much. It was right
after. Well, that'll be the next episode.
Oh, my God.
So.
Oh, my God.
All right. Season 3, starting now, I'm going to count how many times Rebecca says, I have to draw. I'm gonna keep a tally mark on my phone.
All right, so we cursed a few times in this episode. Can we find the clip from As Good As It Gets where Greg Kinnear says, I have to and we make that the bleep noise for every time we curse?
I feel like there's something more creative we can use for...
Oh, son of a... I have to draw you.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's just Rebecca's sound clip of, I have to draw you.
Oh, but I want Greg Kinnear.
I'm going to go all Greg Kinnear on you and I'm telling you that
okay,
I have
I'll
to
find
draw.
The Greg Kinnear kill it.
All right, thank you. Thank you. All right, man. Thanks, guys. Thanks for joining us for our first episode in a while. We know it's not anything too nerdy or any movie being covered or anything like that, but you know, if you tune into this fairly personal one to kind of, you know, listen to why we've been gone for so long, we appreciate it.
Thanks for being a fan. We don't say that enough, you know, because literally it's just four of us being jerks to each other. So
three right now,
well,
but
three of us being jerks to each other. So the fact that you tune in to actually listen to that and somewhat care about that, because apparently, like, our lockdown is still like one of the highest lockdown episodes.
Is it? Really?
I think so.
Okay. Well, so I haven't looked at numbers in a while, but we appreciate the listeners. We appreciate the listenage. That means like the numbers going up and whatnot, right?
I guess.
I made a new word. Yeah, I went there. All right.
Okay. All right. Fine.
No, that's stupid. I don't like that. Yeah. Listening, no, that's dumb. All right.
I like how, like, I can see the thought process.
Yeah, no, listenage. Like, so I'm thinking, what's a like hip way to say our listener like numbers going up or something like that. But that
you think I'm hip?
We live in the middle of nowhere.
Exactly. So wait.
Well, we're the hippest people here.
Yeah, that's true. You're the hipsters of that era.
Do you know how hard it is to find friends actually like movies?
It's a high bar, right? Like, it's not
like being our friends right now is like a nightclub. You have to be a VIP to get in.
Oh, not the worst thing. All right, guys, I'm G. You can find me on Twitter at gman of mysterioid, and you can check out my Substack called Deferential Wrath of a Rusting Markalite Cannon at markalite.substack.com.
Do you still have the Substack?
I do.
Really? Do you still check up on it?
Yeah, I do.
Huh?
Yeah. It's still a real thing.
It's still real. It's still real.
If it wasn't real before, he has had time to.
Yeah, no,
it.
I know.
I'm JR, and if you like my rantings, you can follow me on Twitter at littleman_says1. I also have the Instagram littlemancosplay, and God bless it, I'm on Twitter, TikTok now at littlemansays.
Oh yeah, you do have you've had quite a TikTok run lately.
I've had a run. I haven't gotten uprising popularity, but it's my creative outlet.
You have put quite a few videos up on that. Yeah,
yeah.
And I am Rebecca, and you can find me and my artwork on the Linktree app, linktr.ee/reb.hudge.
And we are, in fact, the one and only Drift Space. You can take a look at our show at bit.ly/TDSlinks, where you can find us on all your favorite socials. If you dug this episode, make sure you share it with friends, repost, retweet, rewind, all the above. You can also say hello on our socials, which is at The Drift Space. Please say hello, because we're starting to get back on there.
And we're desperate for attention.
Guys, thanks again for playing along with us. And remember, always stay strapped.
Always stay strong.
Mike Wilbur on his cheekbone.
Yeah.